Hello and welcome to the podcast Planted Nearby Living Waters. Today we're talking the compassionate nature of God. Isaiah 30:18. Therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who long for him. God's love and compassion is some of the most beautiful characteristics of God. You can get caught up in the Lord's love. How blessed are those who long for him. We can nurture that longing for God in prayer and in praise and worship. Praise God. He is merciful to us and gracious. He waits on high to have compassion on you. That verse reminds me of an eagle just hovering. God just waiting for an opportunity to be merciful to you. He wants to be close to us and us to be close to him. Isaiah 30:21. Your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk you in it, whether you turn to the left or to the right. That's how close God wants to be to you, that you would hear as you go the tender voice of the Lord. When you have someone on your heart and wonder why, that can be the Holy Spirit wanting to pray for that particular person. Your ears will hear a word behind you. This way is the way, walk in it, whether you turn to the left or the right. Once I was supposed to be going to a ball, and all day I kept hearing the verse, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I knew I was meant to stay home. When I told my family and friends, I had flak for my decision. And it wasn't till later that I realized it wasn't a great environment to be in that night. God knows and he does guide us gently. That is his compassion. Moved with compassion. Matthew 9:36-39. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Jesus was moved with compassion as he could see the great need. When he saw the crowds, he was moved with compassion because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Prayer is the antidote to lack. Wherever there is lack, prayer brings a way to deliverance. His compassion led him to teach disciples to pray for this solution. Ask the Lord of the harvest. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. His compassion led him to teach disciples to pray for solution. When you are moved with compassion, you will see miracles only possible with Jesus, because Jesus only did what he saw the Father doing. We can hear that voice telling us what way to go as well. Where the need is great, Jesus has a greater vision. You can believe that every sickness and disease must be healed in the name of Jesus. You can believe that God has the capacity to look after the multitudes of people as we pray and believe for the Lord to send out workers into his harvest field. Amen. Loving devotion. Lamentations 3:21-23. Yet I call this to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the loving devotion of the Lord, we are not consumed, for his mercies never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Because of the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. New every morning. So great is the compassionate nature of God in our lives. He has loving devotion. Because of the loving devotion of the Lord, we are not consumed. God longs for us, and he wants us to long for him too. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe you've never heard of a God of love, God of compassion. Jesus, we believe that Jesus died for every one of us. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." I would love to pray a prayer with anyone that would like to know Jesus. If you want to repeat after me, you're welcome. Thank you, Jesus. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died and rose again. I'm sorry for mistakes I have made. I turn to you, Jesus. Thank you for your complete forgiveness. I am a child of God, a follower of Christ. Praise God. Well, if you prayed that prayer, praise God, I'm excited for you. And if you can get a Bible and read the book of Romans, you can start in the book of Romans. And it's so encouraging to get around believers, people that believe in Jesus as well, that encourages your faith. And, you know, the more you get to know him, the more there is to know him. Like, it's just, it's wonderful. God is wonderful. And also, I would love to pray for, we were talking about where there's lack, that God has, prayer has is the antidote to lack. And God has the answers. And so I just want to pray for along those lines. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you healed every disease and every sickness, Lord. I thank you, God, that you had compassion on the multitudes, God. And you ask us to ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. And I thank you for that, Lord Jesus. I thank you that you care so much, God, that your compassions fail not, Lord Jesus. And I just ask you for miracles where there needs to be miracles. And I ask you for workers in the harvest field where there's a need. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Well, thank you for listening.